Greetings from Paige Estritori at Financial Services Online, your trusted source for the latest financial services industry news on this Thursday, the 20th of March, 2025. Starting off today, we spotlight a new and beneficial move for young Australians. Marking the Global Money Week 2025, the Financial Advice Association Australia, or FAAA, has put forth a comprehensive guide named as A Guide to Starting Your First Job. This guide, conceived as a practical roadmap for those about to step into the working world, packs in invaluable advice that transcends typical job search help, from resume building, decryption of payslips, interview preparation, to understanding employee entitlements. The guide has it all. An essential tool for economic survival, it goes a step further to stress on financial literacy and the importance of time management. In top-notch financial advice, it advocates setting up a tax file number and superannuation fund, while encouraging a save first mode with 20% of your earnings tucked away, a clear effort to usher in successful beginnings and lasting financial stability. On to regulatory news. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, is cracking down on self-managed superannuation fund auditors who have stepped out of line. Between July and December of the past year, the regulator disqualified 4 auditors, imposed conditions on 2, and had as many as 11 registrations revoked. This decisive action seeks to correct breaches like non-compliance with auditing standards, as well as professional independence. Whether it's high-profile disqualifications of auditors such as Joseph Badawi and Gareth Evans, or new conditions on Brent Connor and Sam Danielli, ASIC is sending a powerful message that no auditor is immune. ASIC's enforcement actions stem from a rigorous policing ethos that values sector integrity above everything else. Shifting our attention to wider economic trends, the OECD has issued a cautionary outlook for the Australian economy. It predicts a sluggish growth frame, foreseeing the GDP rising to a mere 1.9% in 25 and a further dip to 1.8% in the following year. The restrictions set by global trade tensions, particularly the U.S. trade policies, coupled with geopolitical tensions, are cited as primary influencers. Australian exporters could find themselves grappling with the brunt of a slowing global growth, projected to reduce from 3.2% in 2024 to 3.0% in 2026. Amidst these challenges, it would be wise to keep an eye on international trade developments and strategic economic management. On the consumer advocacy front, we have a push by the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ACIL, advocating an annual contribution fund worth $250 million from insurers. The fund, aimed at mitigating disaster risk and enhancing insurance accessibility, posits that spreading the cost across members of the Insurance Council of Australia would hardly dent insurer profit margins. ACIL chairperson Tyrone Shandeman sees this as a way to balance focus between shareholder profiteering and policyholder benefits. The fund could play a significant role in offering premium relief and extending research into future insurance strategies, reaffirming public trust. This has been your daily roundup of financial services news with me, Paige Estritori, for Financial Services Online. Remember to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates and exclusive insights. Thank you for tuning in, and we will bring you more news next time.